So apparently, with Meredith being gone the last couple of days, people have been interested in finding out what's going on. So I'm like, you've been answering, hey, you know, baby girl's feeling better. She's going to be back on Wednesday. You know, everything's good.
Yes.
And then we find out there's even a bigger story going on at the house of Meredith.
It's been brewing for a while, too.
Like, I thought this was over.
No, it's not, and it's only going to explode soon enough.
What? Wait, now, people need the tea now. Okay, so your mom and Anthony still beefing?
Yeah, they're still not. I would say they're still not getting along. They don't text each other anymore. Like, I call her, obviously, a couple times a week minimum, and it's usually on speakerphone so she can hear the kids and Anthony in the background, and there's no conversation between the two of them. It's very awkward.
What started this last round of, like, apprehension?
Well,
before you say that,
okay.
Whose side you on?
Oh, ooh. Damn.
That's what I want to know. Before you tell us why, whose side are you on? That's your mama and your man.
Yeah, I know. I'm on my man's side here.
Oh, that's
do
best.
Do you feel like...
I live with him.
Do you feel like your mom is in the wrong, or you're just supporting your husband?
I'm supporting my husband because I totally get my mother's point of view. And Anthony, even though he's not happy with it, he can see her point of view, but he doesn't agree with it.
Huh. So how you gonna back him if you see her point?
Because I'm in the middle. What am I supposed to do here?
Okay, all right. Tell everybody what happened.
Okay, so just to bring it back, I guess this was last Christmas, yeah, when we went up to Charlotte, North Carolina, hanging out with my mom. Sitting by the fireplace drinking wine, and Anthony brings up the fact that, you know, we're about to have another baby, and the house that we live in is so small, and there's stuff everywhere. And then if you know anything about kids, there's stuff even going to be piled up everywhere, even more. So anyway, he was like, okay, so maybe the next time you come or the time after that for Christmas to see the kids, we would prefer if you stay in a hotel instead of in our house.
Oh, he threw you in there. We don't want you here.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's what started everything, because she's like, I'm not staying in a hotel. Who do you think you are? Like, blah, blah, blah.
So they've been beefing since Christmas?
Oh, yeah. My mom did not take that lightly. As a matter of fact, she took it as a personal attack on her.
It was.
And it wasn't meant that way.
You let a man attack your mama. You let a man attack your mama.
Oh, there's no room in my house. We got the mama room. We got the swing. We have this. We have that. We got the crib.
You're talking to a whole audience
of
people out there who got their mama and them at the house. It's, they got small houses out there, and they're like, ain't no way my family's staying in no hotel.
So when Olivia was born, where did Mama Meredith stay?
Well, she hasn't visited because of the coronavirus.
Oh, she ain't even seen the baby.
She ain't seen the baby.
She ain't even seen the baby. Y'all didn't allow her to. This is grandma.
Hold on. Hold on. That has nothing to do with it. She was going to come. Right. My doctor's advised me to cancel that and wait till things calm down a little bit. So she's planning on coming Labor Day weekend. So that's when my mom's going to see the baby for the first time.
And y'all want her to stay at a hotel.
Anthony does.
No. You said you're siding with him.
I'm in the
y'all,
middle.
Y'all, please, y'all text 888-429-0941 on this blankery that we're hearing right now. How dare... For 9 months, she carried
him. Here we go.
No charge.
I get it. But wouldn't you, wait a minute, if you were going to stay at somebody's house and you walked in there and not only is there a screaming baby, but then you got a crazy 3-year-old.
But that's what she came
what
for.
Is she, no what is she room. There? Is she there to socialize with Anthony?
Yeah, I would say
is
so.
Is she there to socialize with Anthony?
A little bit.
Why is she coming here?
To see the family, and he's a part of the
Dobby,
family.
Dobby, let me ask you.
She's coming to see the baby.
The baby.
The
she
baby.
Don't care if
there's
it's boxes
no
everywhere.
And you know who's not at the La Quinta Inn?
The baby. The baby is not at the La Quinta Inn.
Wouldn't you rather take a little bit of a break? Wait.
No.
Can I stand up for my family just for one second? I know I'm going to be attacked, and I get it. I totally get it. But wait a minute. The pandemic has caused Anthony, my man, to work from home.
Why you always got to say my man? We know who Anthony is.
Okay, wait. So now,
what that mean?
Okay, that means
you got
means,
more time with
right.
With mama.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he just don't want her to be there because he's working from home.
Okay, so
and they gonna be stuck there together.
Right.
She's with the baby. She's like, damn you, damn him. The baby is who I'm coming to see.
Yeah, I get that. So I understand where she's coming from.
Meredith is bugging right now, it just said. Oh, come on, Meredith. These
I
are messages
it.
You get.
I understand.
Meredith is bugging right now. They don't have a couch.
We do have a couch. I've
actually
been sleeping on it a lot
she
lately.
Used to make her mom sleep on the air mattress.
I didn't
she
make
used to
her.
Visit.
She wanted to.
Right. Right. Your mom. So you. Your That's mom has rocked no out the mattress already. So she's already not had accommodations at your
okay,
house.
Okay. Wait a minute. I know I'm going to be attacked, and I am. I'm not even looking at text messages right
More
now.
More chance catching COVID-19 at a hotel. Somebody just said.
Well, I mean, that's pretty low right now if you look at the categories. But anyway, besides that, I don't know what to do because now they're going to be stuck in the house together. I'm going to work.
Right.
Bye. Oh, it's going to be a battle royale.
Oh, and they're not even speaking to each other. But also, I have to back my man. I have to. I mean, what am I supposed to do? Just say, oh, you're in the wrong constantly and then have my mom stay. And then it's like this big disruption. I don't know.
So they're not speaking to each other at all?
No.
It's bad.
Oh, it's terrible
really
that they're not
weird.
Speaking. That's
it's
bad.
Really weird.
Who's more stubborn out of the two?
Oh, my mom.
He
mom?
Isn't, he isn't I wrong. Her, I get his point. It's out of the 863. Here's an idea. Anthony can stay at a hotel.
Yeah, that would be an option, but he has to work from home, so he
can
needs
work from the hotel. They got Wi-Fi. They got Wi-Fi. Damn, the air mattress. One night stands at least get to bed for one night, Meredith.
Why did you have to pile this up on me, Orlando? That was years ago.
I'm just saying, the people are saying that the baby is the important thing.
For sure. Yeah, and I miss seeing her. I definitely do. And she's a nurse as well, so I miss, you know, having her in the house and seeing the baby and getting her perspective on things. Our relationship hasn't been as close, I will say. There's been a little break in our
That's
dysfunctional
terrible.
Family.
You have now joined a club.
It wasn't.
Because you now are a mother of two.
Yeah.
You have frustrations Ooh. That you can share with your mother.
Yes.
Moments that you can now share uh-huh. that you letting a man tear apart.
But that is my husband.
I know, so but that's what Tina Turner used to say when Ike was doing his thing. And you know what? Ike was wrong.
So, you know, I kind of agree with my mother on this. She's always said, hey, that's not how I grew up. Like, we stay with family no matter
right.
how packed it is. So
right.
I get that, and I feel that she's always stayed with me even when I had no room.
And the inconvenience is buffered with love.
So, but my man has, you know, I'm in the middle here. What am I supposed to
Meredith,
do?
What's your man's name again?
Anthony.
If Anthony and your mother were on good terms right now, do you think she would have already come to see the baby?
Yes.
No, I don't think so.
Yes.
No, I don't think so. That's me being honest.
Yes.
No. Stop it. That is not the case.
Yep.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you rather stay in a hotel, though, when there's no room at all for you to even breathe?
I would. I would, personally.
I'm just saying.
But I got cussed out for it.
Okay.
I went home, and a whole bunch of family members was there, and I had a girlfriend I brought from Tampa.
Okay.
And I was like, yo, we staying at the Peninsula. And so we stayed at the Peninsula in Chicago. And just drove over. It was like 25 minutes.
Would your mom be traveling by herself, or is Jerry coming with her?
No, for Christmas, the both of them will be coming down, and because of that, they've decided that it's okay to be in a hotel. But if my mom's coming down alone,
because right. your mom is your family,
right? She thinks it's necessary.
And Jerry heard dude the bang out.
And then,
right.
like, what's she gonna do?
Ew. Jerry likes to bang.
Ew.
Like, what's she gonna do in a room by herself? You know.
Chill,
in a hotel
sleep,
room.
Yeah.
In
be
a hotel
refreshed.
In a hotel room, what
up.
She's going to do is just get dressed and come to your house because the baby is there.
And
so like, all she wants to do is spend time with the baby.
We didn't even think like she would have to pay for it or anything. Of course, we would have. We thought it was, I don't know, it's just all messy.
This is a great answer for you out of the 813. Conflict is healthy. Have her stay. Watch the kids while he works from home. It'll be a help. Maybe they'll work out their issues. Mm. Easier to avoid each other and take a cowardly way out. That's actually a good thing because they'll communicate at the house when he jumps up to do something for the baby and she does it. Then that'll force them to talk, and then you don't have to be Michael Jackson in this Beat It video.
But that's so tense for that man in his own house, though, to like force that situation.
But don't you deserve tension with your mom-in-law? Like, as I'm saying,
deserve it.
You
he
deserve-
was just trying to be like, this is my experience. It would make us feel better if, please, during this time until we can get a bigger house.
But you know what? Know your audience. He was right. But you got to know how to give it because you got to know who's going to receive it. And you know what? We say careful things to our girls or our spouse's parents because we want them to receive it right. Maybe he gave her a steak and a baked potato, but it was in a garbage lid.
Mm.
So it's the presentation of it.
Yeah,
she
it didn't
felt,
come
she
out
She felt
right.
slighted.
She definitely felt attacked.
And you understand her point.
Ugh, it's so awkward.
So why
it
not just
is.
Put them in there and say, you know what? I'm the woman of this house.
Yeah.
And I have to tell you both, you're acting like a damn baby. So y'all stay here with this baby and figure it out. I'm going to work to go deal with the freak show.
Okay.
That's what you do. That's what you do. You tell them, and when I come back in this house, it better be all right.
Right.
Or you going to have problems, and you ain't getting no Scooby snacks.
Yeah.
There you go.
When you see Meredith start showing up to work like an hour early and staying late, just wandering the halls.
In here making coffee and wiping everything down. I'm like, Meredith, what you doing there? I ain't want to be
wiping
in the house.
Wiping the wall.
Yeah. Wiping me in the house.
Just to let everybody know, I'm okay with my mother staying with me, even though we're completely packed in the house. But I also have to back Anthony here. I do. I have to back him. What am I supposed to do?
You want to see someone in Texas coming in?
I know.
I'm looking at you differently, Meredith, now. Wow, with three O's. Then you have, I would love to have a whole hotel room to myself.
That's true. Thank you. That's a thing, too.
He could do a lot of things and become an ex-husband. She gave birth to you and will always be your mother.
Get it together, sis. But I will say.
Get it together, sis.
Stubborn. We have tried to kind of work through it, video calls, phone calls, like anything like that, just to try to avoid this situation and move forward, and she's just not letting it happen.
How'd that song go? Oh.
For 9 months, I carried you. I mean, it's just a song that, you know, like my mama, whenever I wouldn't do what my mama wanted to do, that song would pop up.
Are you serious?
I mean, Meredith, it's just, you have to understand your mom is always going to be there for you.
I understand.
And not
that.
To mention, your mom is the one that you need right now because she's putting you up on game.
Yes.
As far as that. All right. So I'm just telling you. I mean, listen, you got to realize that your mama is like on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. She's your lifeline.
I know you.
Uh-oh. What is this?
Oh, come on, Shirley. It's time for some Shirley. See, y'all. Hey, I saw y'all.
Little boy came into the kitchen.
Meredith.
While
listen to this.
She was fixing supper. And he handed her a piece of paper he'd been writing on.
He handed her mama paper.
And after wiping her hands on an apron, she took it in her hands and she read it, and this is what it said.
What did it say, Shirley?
For mowing the yard, $5.
For mowing the yard, $5.
For making my own bed this week.
I made my own bed.
$1.
$1, I want for that.
For going to the store.
Went to the store, Mama.
50 cents.
50 cents, can I get 50 cents?
And playing with little brother while you went shopping, 25 cents.
Give me a quarter for that, Mama.
Wow.
Taking out the trash. $1
for the trash.
And for getting a good report card. $5.
Give me $5.
And for raking the yard.
$2.
Total owed $14.75.
You owe me $14.75, Mama.
Well, she looked at him standing there and expecting. And 1,000 memories flashed through her mind.
Thank God.
So she picked up the pen and turned the paper over.
What'd she do, Shirley?
And this is what she wrote. For the 9 months I carried you, pour it inside me.
Tell her, Shirley.
No charge. For the nights I sat up with you. Doctor, you prayed for you.
No charge.
No charge.
For the time and the tears and the cost through the years. There is no charge.
No charge! No charge!
Stop putting me in the middle!
That is your mama, Neil!
I'm okay with her staying with me. She can be helpful and cook and be there for... I get it. I understand. But also, there's also no room. And he's working there as well.
If your mama's willing to do it for you, because she has done so much for you. She would love to. No charge.
It'd be a pleasure.
No charge. I'm just letting you know.
You guys are messed up.
Boy, oh, you killing me, bro. Hey, I'm just saying. You know what? Your mama can stay with me.
I don't want her to stay with
your
you.
Your mama can stay with me.
In the COVID closet?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Your mama can stay with me. It's all good.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.